You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, back to the Mana Pool, your Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. I am, of course, HR-in-chief, CJ, and joining me, as always, are knocking dudes on their asses, Fragul.
Hello.
Or Raul, you're there too, I suppose.
There is no Raul, there is only Fragul.
Finally letting Akira do what he's good at, Felix.
I've never stopped him.
In fact, I'm fairly sure there was a point in time that we were together doing these kind of things.
So what was her name? Akira?
Elizabeth Bethica. Melissa Bethica.
I'm sure you got at least one of those parts.
Oh, I know what her name wasn't.
What?
Hi, Edio.
Hey, there's Rachel.
I said hi to Ho, but that's not me.
I don't know how to go from that one.
You're welcome.
And silently, not so silently, face-palming, laughing at Akira, because who doesn't? There's Carrie.
Hi. I'm also having commentary with the prince, apparently. Or had one line of commentary, anyway.
Oh, boy. Last episode was job interviews.
And what not to do with them?
Yes.
You didn't introduce Josh.
Hey, there's Josh. He's trying to kill us all.
And I mean, I'm always here, ever present.
De-leveling my characters, waiting. Having bad taste in Pokemon starters. You know, that's Josh.
Damn, that's harsh.
There's one listener who's going to know that reference.
Right?
Hey, he's talking about me.
We love you.
So when you guys are listening to this, absolutely not at all when we're recording, because we record these live and in person. Dragon Con was awesome.
It was amazing. Like, for my first time, completely exceeded expectations.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed yourselves. I'm so glad that you're going to be coming back for 20 years into the future. And what'd you think of the panel that we did? We're not doing this bit.
I'm gonna be honest. I was amazed when Matt Mercer showed up.
I know. I have his personal cell phone number, and I was able to get that done. So I'm glad. I'm glad that.
CJ, you know what my favorite thing was?
What was that?
That amazing new quiz that Raul came up with.
Yeah, I know. It was fantastic.
Don't forget to tune into the Mana Pool special with one-time guest NPC The Rock.
Yeah, these are all accurate things.
It's actually a rock.
Yes.
So now I know we have to actually bring to Dragon Con, you guys, is a rock.
On the bottom of it, Dale writes in Sharpie, powered by Geek.io.
Yeah, it's all on camera, because we did a live recording of Dragon Con that, you know, of course, because this is now the week after Dragon Con. I'm glad that the summer days are over and it's finally not so hot. It's brilliant.
It's Florida.
It's still Florida. It's still hot.
It's still warmer. It was warmer at Christmas Day last year than it was in Australia, where it was actually winter.
It was summer on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that one.
In Australia.
That one. I'm very tired. Dragon Con was crazy. I'm still worn out.
Yeah, it's not. This isn't the third recording in a chain.
No. It's the first week after Dragon Con.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Maybe the second. I don't remember. We're very punchy.
You can tell what number one
in this is. For Christmas and Dragon Con.
Oh boy. Last episode we did job interviews and it was fun. I got to meet new people, some old people that I already knew.
Do some networking.
Yeah. Updated my LinkedIn, which is a thing in this universe. Oh boy. So I'm just going to go ahead and let Josh go now.
So Josh, what debauchery do you have for us this week? You know, this totally in sync week that we're recording this on.
Yep. This is the week or two after Dragon Con.
I tell you, it's going to be hard to top Matt Mercer. Let's be
real. I know, man. Matt Mercer and just jumping down from the ceiling. It was fantastic.
Oh, dude, it was like Sting in wrestling. It was
exactly.
I didn't think the wires were going to hold, honestly. I'm glad they did.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because The Rock was letting him down slowly.
And the Rock doesn't let anybody down.
I don't even like wrestling. Why are we making these jokes?
I don't know. Do I?
Because it's the third recording session of the night and we're all punch drunk.
And then the hotel room cuddle.
Yeah, man.
Everybody, even Matt Mercer was there. It was great.
Matt Mercer initiated it, if you remember correctly. Just remember, Felix, oh, you might have been drunk, but he grasped you by your hair, ran his fingers through your hair, and we should probably stop here.
Find this episode and be like, what the fuck?
What would I do? What I would do with that, man?
He would probably, legitimately, he would probably just shrug and say, I've heard weirder things.
All right, anyway.
Yeah,
lies.
So, yeah, after we're done shooting the shit here, you guys have finished up your round of interviews with the 8 individuals vetted by the Crown Prince.
Yep.
And I believe made something resembling a decision as to who exactly you'd be taking on board with you?
All of them.
Yeah, pretty much all of them. Because Akira can put them in places that, you know, where he thinks that they would be.
Well, I mean, the thing is that with the retired crown cartographer and then the apprentice to the current one.
The retired one's going to have a fucking heart attack on the ship, all right?
Well, yeah, that too.
This adventure.
But even before then, I mean, she could make a helmsman. Like, the apprentice one that's the current apprentice.
You mean
he? I have their names written down, but not their genders.
No, that's the one that's kind of ambiguous.
Yeah, oh, Josh yeah. explicitly describes guy as ambiguous.
They can make a great helmsman until
helmswoman don't judge.
Yeah, helmsperson. Sorry, Jesus Christ. They them pronouns. CJ Jesus.
Helmsman.
Helms dude, yeah.
as
I have said countless times, me using dude is completely gender neutral. my refrigerator's a dude.
He's a dude. She's a dude, and we're all dudes, Jay.
I do have a question for the group at large. Does anybody here have any medical experience? I know, Akira, you are gifted in the healing arts, but it wouldn't hurt to have some backup.
Absolutely.
Fragu knows how to clean a wound and wrap it with bandage.
I wasn't asking you, but thank you.
I can, well, if somebody passes away, I can work that magic, you know what I mean?
Also, wasn't asking you, but thank you.
I'm just saying, you asked the question, I gave an answer.
I like how Calabras thinks resurrecting someone from the dead is healing.
I mean,
necromancers are just untimely clerics.
Okay, if I die and Calabras offers me a res, I am absolutely taking it. So, you know what?
You know what? That means more to me than you might think. All right.
And yeah, Akira would take that in a second because, hey, new powers. Let's test them out.
Sorry, I resurrected you as a mindless thrall. I hope that's fine with you.
Well, no real change.
It's okay because rigor mortis. Poke, poke.
I'm always hard.
More like vigor mortis, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Get high five.
How is this? Oh, okay.
How much of that was in character?
You know what? I honestly don't know. I'm okay with all of that being.
Yeah.
Anyways, a question was proposed to the group of applicants.
Yes.
Applicants, Applebee's.
You, Applebee's.
That place.
Not sponsored. Play sponsors.
We're just talking nonsense at this point.
Ivar, Laris, and Aya all raise their hands.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. And
so, you said Ivar, medical. Aya?
Yeah.
Medical. And Lars?
Laris. L-A-R-U-S. Sorry.
I know. I forgot a letter. Laris.
And I'm sure this was explained when you received the initial offer, but for my own peace of mind, and I'm sure for my companions as well, we would like to make sure that you all understand and accept that this is not guaranteed to be a safe mission. Obviously, we all want to do our best to keep each other alive, but we are going to be encountering some things.
Also, just to let them know that that dying means forfeiting their bodies to me. 100% clear.
You gotta read that fine print.
Did you say that out loud?
I will say that in character, yes.
She kind of gives you one of those, you know how like the like the, just like the kind of like what the fuck tap on the arm with the back of the hand, like, really?
I mean, it's not like they like there's anyone that's going to protest about you today, but you don't have to tell them that you're going to take their bodies.
Death is not consent. Anyway,
Jesus
moving
Christ.
Swiftly along.
Yeah, what does the group understand?
Yes, as we understand it, well, the Crown Prince gave us a bit of a briefing when we were, you know, summoned to him, that you're chasing after that thing that attacked the kingdom.
That would be correct. Also, does anyone here have experience with a forge?
Jordy LaForge.
Thump. Thump. Thump.
Where is that coming from?
Considering I just accidentally backed myself out of roll 20, 1 second.
Over there!
Illusion broken. I'm upset now.
I know. It's terrible. Unfortunately, there are two extraneous buttons on my mouse that I don't have macroed to anything. But for some reason, whenever I accidentally hit the lower of the two, it treats it as backing up on a browser.
Because that's what they're default macroed to if you don't set them to anything.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, I have...
The docks start to shake.
Oh, boy.
Akito looks to see if the Spear of Ariana is still there.
Also known as your best friend?
Yes.
Forge, you say?
God, is it a dwarf?
If you think this woman is a dwarf, you are either severely inebriated, severely brain damaged, or a giant yourself.
Is it a gnome?
I feel like with my height, I could be considered a giant. That's a thing.
Is it a gnome?
Now, this woman approaching you and making the crowd part around her, even though you can see her above most of them, is damn near 7 feet tall.
Jesus.
And a brick house. She is carrying
She's
an
mighty, mighty
one arm.
Just let it all hang
out. She's letting it all hang out.
She's carrying what with one arm?
An anvil.
Jesus
under one arm.
Lord.
And there's a hammer over the other one.
I believe there was an episode titled called The Tiniest of Dinks, if I remember correctly.
You found the kryptonite, Josh.
There it is. Big, strong women and sexually ambiguous men. That's what it is. Anyway.
We come full circle to the tiniest of dinks.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm tired of nobody's.
We are definitely sleepy.
Just a little bit slunk.
If nobody's understood yet. Anyway.
Yeah. I look from her to the prince and back again, like, as if to ask, is this one of the vetted people?
The prince is kind of blinking.
So, not one of yours.
He's thinking.
He kind of raises a hand, does the one finger in the air thing, scratches his chin, does a little air math. Is the parole up already?
Parole.
Parole.
Parole?
Belfreya has the eyebrow raised.
A few minor incursions.
Define minor. Please, she adds belatedly. Remembering who she's talking to.
Well, I cannot say it would be a terrible idea to have her on your ship, especially if you're needing a blacksmith. I would suggest not making the same mistake a few of the palace guards did and make poor insinuations of her work.
Oh.
They made full recoveries, by the way.
Excellent.
But one may never walk straight again.
Akira, Jokiro.
I'm on it. Nice to meet you. Name's Akira, Man of Stars.
She grabs your hand, engulfs it entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Name's Dezar.
Dezar. D-E-S-A-R?
D-E-Z-A-R.
E-Z-A-R. Dezar. Giant blacksmith.
And woman. Take 2 points of damage just from her grip alone.
2?
Yes.
All right.
And she's not even trying. Just the sheer act of her closing her hand around yours.
Fun. It's a pleasure to meet you, Miss Dezar. Jokido's going to try and get a beat on her. That's the wrong character sheet.
Wait, Mr. or Ms. Sorry.
Look, scroll down, Fregul.
Where's my... There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, she is quite a woman.
No, because CJ said Mr.
I said Miss. Miss
Dezar.
She said Miss Dezar.
Oh, okay.
Which, if it's said quick, totally easy to hear as Mr.
Yeah, Mr. Zar. Yeah, so 42.
Frankly, looking at her, you should probably call her Sir.
Daddy. yeah, Jokido's grabbing a 42 on... getting a reading from her.
She is about as strong personality wise as she is physically.
I'm in love.
And she is already, like, while she is very physically dealing with Akira at this exact second, she's already formulating a plan for how to fix the dents in Calabras's armor, how to put a better edge on Fregul's sword.
No, a joke.
So from Calabras, we hear.
Next start.
Audio bits on an audio podcast.
It's happened. We've broken the threshold, people.
I didn't do that anymore.
I broke CJ.
Oh my god! I love you, Rachel, so much.
You're welcome.
Lady, have you ever seen this? Fregul pulls out one of the ingots. That he found in the cave. Hands it over to her.
Eyes light up.
By the way, Jokido kind of puts an approving hand on Valfreya's shoulder.
Oh, come to mama.
Calabras is like, yes, I'm here. suddenly Calabras turns into Akira.
I did that Johnny Bravo thing like, hey, baby. Who's with me?
Hoo-ha-hoo.
Hoo-ha-hoo.
Oh my god.
Look at the dents on this armor. I need somebody to hammer them out.
Oh my god.
Come here, tiny.
Are you
man.
Okay, CJ?
I'm fine. I'm good. Yeah, you're you can so he goes, so yeah, you get the grip, but so does my friend here, as he points to Calibrize. You good with the hammer as good as you are with gripping?
She kind of shoulders the hammer a little. You looking to find out?
I mean,
Calibras is walking away slowly.
not me personally, but you know, there's some do you have any of your work on you that I could take a look at? Start there.
She leans down a little and shows off one of the shoulder pads, flexing in the process.
Rachel?
Not looking in that direction.
Rachel, if you please.
But he's walking away, so it's getting quieter.
And yeah, Akira kind of looks at it. And is it actual metal?
It is not, but you haven't seen something else out there in the world that comes close to coming close.
Hmm. That is impressive. He whispers in a hushed tone, "How are you with actual metal?" as he points at the true metal ingot.
Well, I've been dreaming of getting my hands on something like that.
I dropped my 5 bars right there in front of him. A joke. I love how much of today you guys are getting out of this.
Oh my god.
So what you're saying is Calibras drops his entire load at once?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point would it be like ow, ow, ow.
It's like that that one Archer meme. Stop, my penis could only get so erect.
And suddenly the Valfreya Calibras ships go sailing into the night as Calibras jumps physically into the arms of this woman. Take me, I'm yours!
Tie me to the bedpost and make me call you daddy.
And there, my friends, is our show title.
Oh.
I'm so glad you guys enjoyed that one.
Oh my god, that was good. That was real good.
When this boat starts rocking, I'm out.
Oh, I'm so in. Oh my god.
I think we broke CJ.
Yeah. Ooh. And once the initial conversation has lulled a little bit, she hoists the envelope a little bit under her shoulder more, you know, secures her grip on it, puts the hammer back on her shoulder, and just steps onto one of the cargo flats.
I mean, I'm not going to tell her no. Maybe a lot of things, but dead ain't one of them. So he goes, Lady Dasar, one moment, please.
Turns around to look at you.
He kind of goes over and goes, I don't know if you heard our conversation with them, but your safety's not guaranteed. I know you're obviously not a person who may fear that, but it needs to be said.
You adorable little man. Here's the deal. You got this big fancy boat here.
Yes.
Somewhere out there across those seas, there's a mountain. seen it in my dreams ever since I was young. Doesn't matter if it's on this boat or the one after it. I'm finding it, and I'm making the best damn weapons this world has ever seen.
Fair enough.
When can you start?
Your armor is on my bench tonight, by the way.
Oh, God.
Oh, sure, you'll look perfect for you.
CJ's having a blast.
God, I really am. Is this how I sound?
It's really fantastic. A little peek behind the curtain here. This was actually the first member of the crew I had planned for you guys. And I'm glad she's going over as well as I hoped she would.
So while we're doing the interviews, they're loading the ship up, right?
They have been, yes.
Okay.
I mean, obviously they haven't really loaded anything yet, but they've got several
barges,
boat flatbeds. Yeah, barges loaded up with materials. Obviously, they aren't trying to take anything over to the boat just yet because they don't know how exactly to get everything there once out that way.
Yeah, because we need to officially staff the boat before its full functionalities will be available to us, which means we can't actually open the cargo hold right now.
So, all right, Josh, give me the absolutely necessary rolls again. Sorry. I should have wrote them down the first time.
It's okay. Your ship is going to need a captain.
Yes.
A quartermaster.
Okay.
We know who the quartermaster is going to be.
A smith, obviously.
Yep.
You're going to need someone to man the weaponry, even though they may not technically be able to initially grasp the concept of giant laser cannons.
Yep.
You're going to need general purpose jack of all trades type, you know, basically your quote unquote cabin boys, swabbies, things of that nature. And you're going to need a helmsman and a navigator. And those last two jobs don't technically have to be exclusive, but it's not a terrible idea.
Okay.
Again, you have the option for things like the cabin boy, swabby, crow's nest positions. They're not mandatory for ship operation from what Remy told you.
All right. I wanted to make sure that we have the full thing. And he goes, yes, everybody just kind of hold on a moment. I do need to speak with everybody in private, all of our crew here in private for a moment. We will be with you in just a moment.
So the one with the really good sight and the observation, I say he'll be the crow's nest and the cider.
Yeah, the lookout.
The like actual lookout, because if we do come under attack or something, we fire back. We need someone to tell us for our adjustments.
Yeah. I mean, so obviously everybody kind of has their place. We have that's the wrong. No, what notes, please. I notes scrolled. Screen. I did not change my note screen. Jesus.
I did not change it.
I did not.
Oh, hi, Mark.
That's what we forgot to do. Never mind.
We have, Ivar doesn't really necessarily fit one of these particular ones other than weaponry. Weaponry is kind of his gig. And again, all of us can kind of fit, and we can fit some of these roles ourselves, but we won't be on the boat all the time because we're the main characters of this storyline.
God, way to break the illusion.
I know, right? So
what are
we
talking about? Dazar is totally in charge.
So we have Ivar as our weaponry kind of person. Lauras, he's a backup helmsman, but yeah, he's just kind of the cabin. He's one of the cabin folk. Even if we train him up and Akira can try and give him some, some magical first aid kind of things. Maybe even being our full-time medical staff. But for lack of a better term right now, he's one of the cabin folk. We have Fari, who is definitely just going to be a cabin person, kind of going everywhere, doing whatever she possibly can. Most likely to I mean, come with us because we may need somebody who can organize things and stuff like that. She's probably going to be more of the, I mean, for lack of a better term, intern for the entire group. Somebody who has some things to be able to keep everybody in check, you know, keep everybody organized and what we're planning on doing.
She'd probably fall well under the term of mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they are usually apprentices to the actual functioning crew members.
Yeah.
And there's lots of mate slots. So yeah.
Safari is a mate. Cabin person is Laris. Aya, as the tradesperson, is also going to be a cabin person as well. I mean, she seems to be quick, so, you know, kind of putting her in maybe also. I mean, Fiery also can fit into eventually, certainly an apprentice to the quartermaster kind of thing, because that needs a lot of...
Who's the current quartermaster that we have right now?
I mean, right now we don't have anybody as quartermaster.
I think we can slot in the girl who cleans Sylvia's room as the quartermaster.
Yeah, Fiery could be we could go ahead and put her as the quartermaster.
Yeah, because she's in reliquary studies, which means any unidentified officer would just hand her to take care of.
Aya would be just kind of a mate, kind of making her way through, doing whatever she possibly can. And if she particularly finds a place that she fits well in, then put her happy butt there.
Yeah, a lot of people just going into general slots for now until we get working with each other.
Yeah. Danae, I feel comfortable with having them be the helmsman for right now. The helmsperson mm-hmm. right now.
Master and apprentice as navigator and helmsperson.
Exactly.
Then they get to work together and Danae can continue their apprenticeship without being under their current master.
Yeah. Mora obviously is the chef. Finbar is putting him into the slot of the cartographer. But yeah, having them again work really well with Danae. Bislin into the crow's nest. And Dizar as the smith. Navigator slash... And yeah, that's going to be the navigator there as well for Finbar. I mean, that leaves the captain.
As everyone just kind of looks at each other.
Right. All right. Well, I'll start moving into my new captain's room.
So Akita goes, as I've said, I kind of have a thing with, you know, the sea and with people. So, I mean,
let's not kid ourselves though, Akita. You don't command respect very well.
He kind of goes and looks at the people that he's interviewed. He goes, I mean, if you need a person who can actually ramp morale and not frighten people to death, you need somebody who can associate with people. That pretty much leaves Jokido, myself, and Valfreya.
I vote Valfreya. Without missing a beat.
My only issue with Valfreya, and it's certainly no offense meant in this because you are an astounding human being.
Not a human being.
It's like, dude.
You are an astounding person.
Yes.
It's like, dude.
Your time may be spent better elsewhere, finding more about what we're dealing with. Captain, while is an important task, does not have a lot of hands-on day-to-day kind of things. They handle the people. It's not really a trades gig. Your research is a lot more important than kind of just handling day-to-day things and handling, making sure people listen to you.
That's fair.
I don't want to separate you from what you are really great at. It's kind of the same thing with Jokido. I mean, at best, you know, first mate, my man, but I mean, unless you want the captain position, I mean, you would be able to get into the heads of anybody else better than anybody here. And Jokido just kind of shrugs and goes, if it's put to me, it's put to me.
Before we make any big decisions, though, the title here is captain and title only.
Yes, and we do have to have a point of, while obviously we are the heroes and yada, 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 it is important for the crew to be able to have a singular focus of people, of a person that they can come to. Now, a captain delegates a lot of things. And one of those things is, I don't know how to handle your squabble that a dude pinched your purse. You know, Fragul, sort him out. Calabras, sort him out. Now, from what I've heard, you were a great leader, but how much of that was by fear?
Pretty much all of it.
Exactly. Fear leads to mutiny on a ship when you're trapped in the same place, and yes, the gigantic palace, but in the same place with the person for months on end. And while we are really good at what we do, enough of them gathering up against us, and it's going to end bloody. I don't want that. And unlike what may come as what I, if you may not notice this, a lot of what I do to the public eye is a lot of bolster. People are my business. If you don't trust me to do it, then trust Jokido, the one who brought me here in the first place.
I default to Vofre's opinion.
I'm not just saying, hey, make me the captain because I am the most me.
I mean, you also seem to be operating under the assumption that the captain has absolute authority on the ship. Actually,
they absolutely do not.
Usually voted in by the crew themselves, and usually the captain's role generally is more towards strife-like situations, in, you know, situations of combat and whatnot. The usual day-to-day management of tasks actually falls upon the quartermaster.
Well, Akira certainly seems the most passionate about it. And you need to be passionate about what you do.
I'm not going to lie. Most of my life has been looking to do something like this. I've always kind of wanted to figure out where my father came from. And it was always one of those things of across the sea. And I finally get the opportunity to do that. And I have spent most of my life working with people and finding a way that I can work my way onto a boat to be able to get across the sea. Admitting that his father is from the moon.
Fine.
Wait, from the moon. Did we ever know how old Kai was?
Nope.
No.
You also don't know how long Calabras has been 200.
Yeah, exactly. It still has never been answered.
I mean, I know approximately how long, but he doesn't want to tell you, so I'm not either.
All right, we'll let Akira be the captain of the ship. Where does that put the rest of us?
I mean, if you want, I mean, if with like Lady Lasai said, if you want somebody as head tactician, I mean, Jokido is your man.
I'm convinced.
Calabras has the experience to be head of Marshall, the Marshall Department, even though we have our weapons master. That's different from soldiering.
Some of us actually been a soldier.
I mean, Fragu and Fragu speaking to himself in third person, and Calabras, I mean, we can pretty much take care of any kind of disagreement or arguments that arise on the ship.
Yeah, with the two of you around, and even Jokiro with his being able to calm people down, I don't fear a lot of arguments happening. I'm just afraid, I mean, it's something that we all have to take in consideration of. We need to make sure that it is somebody who can be respected. And again, if coming out from this, I mean, he looks at Lady Lasai and looks at Jokido. Martial focus definitely is something that we don't really have to worry about with the two of you around.
Yeah, you don't.
That's something that I've never even questioned. And he also looks at Sadie and he kind of rubs his nose.
Truth.
Well, all right, if he wants to be the captain, we can let him.
Master at arms is the word I was looking for in my head.
Yeah.
Well, there's man at arms and master at arms. So.
We'll share the title for it, so that you can get your plus one bonus.
Okay. Master of arms, does that mean I get more arms?
Yes, Frank, that's exactly what it means.
So, because boat languages, the captain is commander of the ship and responsible for the safety of all the crew in the vessel. And then, of course, we have the mates.
And the captain must go down with the ship. Not saying the ship will go down.
And if you say that out loud, Akita goes, I mean, there are worse ways to die.
But no, it's not that the captain goes down. It's just that the captain is the last one to actually evacuate, right?
Back in the day, the captain did go down.
Yeah, if the ship went down, the captain went down with it. He made sure everybody was. They made sure everybody was off of there, and he would go down. They would go down the ship. I say he because in the olden days, traditionally, a woman captain was never heard of.
Well, I mean, even I mean, the most to be considered most, a bad luck.
Yeah,
the most successful pirate was a female.
Oh yeah, the Chinese pirate, yes.
So yeah, then you have the mates, you have the engineers, medical purser, cook, Boston's mates, and cook's assistant, and then kind of rolls underneath that.
Oh yeah, the Boston is like the general.
Yeah.
The GM.
Yep.
General manager.
Yes.
Obviously none of us, I mean, the only one of us who had any kind of rank would be Calabras. So if we're going by pure rank, then he's our man.
I'm not a leader though. I mean, technically I am, but not like.
You're retired.
Yeah, I'm retired.
I mean, as it stands, we're the only crew so far. So, I mean, the vote would go to us. I'm going to abstain from any vote. Because, I mean, and if I had to vote, I'd vote for Jokido.
I'd still vote for that, pretty much.
Oh, why don't we ask if Jokiro wants it? Because he might not.
I mean, Jokiro basically said he when the first time Akira looked at him, he's like, I mean, if you guys need me to, I will.
But do you want to?
I mean, me places on the ship. I mean, as long as you guys be needing me, I'm going to be there. I mean, I know first aid. I know how to cook. I know, you know, all of these things, but leading is not necessarily been my way. I didn't lead when I was with your mama and your papa. I just worked with them. I picked up things, sure, but I've never actually led.
What is that?
It's nothing.
So, all right. More notes.
I mean, fuck it. Let's just have
it. Voted for Jokiro. Calabras for Valfreya. Valfreya?
Sorry, part of that's her thinking and part of that was my brain just completely temporarily shutting down for a second.
I understand. It's late.
It's late, and also Velfreya's never been put in a position like this.
In...
I mean...
Which one of your friends do you love more?
Myself or some other guy. Unless we want to... share the duties between, say, offshore exploration and boat captaining.
Well, I mean...
Each of our experience tends to go in one of those directions.
Well, I think, dear, this is mostly just to allow us to use the ship as it is intended. To be fair, I don't think who the captain is matters much once we're ashore and taking care of business as per usual.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for the most part, this is just... outside of us, because there's not really a leader of us here. It's mainly for those guys to look at for a person to direct them and kind of handling stuff on the ship. Once we're on shore, we're us.
That's fair. Well, if you want to do it.
If you guys elected me, I would never be Captain Akira outside of I am Captain Akira of the... Did we ever get the name of the boat? As CJ never listened to the episode about the boat because he didn't want to separate... He wanted to make sure that separation of character knowledge and player knowledge was there.
You did not.
Okay.
I say we name it Leviathan.
It might not have told Remy until we actually get to plug in everybody and we get the proper opening sequence.
Okay. Then, I mean, unless it's matters directly with the boat, I would be just Akira, not, you know, Captain Akira of the Leviathan at all times.
Yes, it's sticky.
That's good. I like that.
We don't know what Josh has in mind.
Yeah. I mean, if it tells the boat something else, if the boat tells Remy something else, then so be it. But I like the Leviathan. It's nice. So, Velfreya, your vote?
If you want it, go ahead.
All right. Fragul?
I trust Valfreya. So whatever she says.
All right. Sadie?
Works for me.
Well, that's pretty much more than majority, so.
I do like how it's like, there's no leader among us, two people, whatever Valfreya says.
Sylvia?
She gives Calibras like a grateful look. Like she is obviously very touched that
he we're bros. Come on.
Yes, we are.
Of course I would like you as the leader.
I mean, you're right, there is a majority, but I kind of want everybody to be able to speak their voice. Sadie or Sylvia?
Sylvia votes Sylvia for the
Sylvia just kind of shrugs and goes, I'm okay with it, I guess.
Lady Vilfreya? Or fuck. That is CJ being dumb, not out loud. Lady Lasahi, I don't know if you're actually in with this, but I would still like to hear your opinion.
Well, I can't say I'm as familiar with you as I am with the rest of the party, as it were. But you do seem to have a way with words, so... Well, really, the way I'm seeing it is a shining beacon of a captain to look up to, and a studious and knowledgeable quartermistress.
He's actively blushing.
And she pats Vilfreya on the shoulder.
Are you okay, Akira? Your face is turning red. Do you need?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything is fine here.
That's when he's embarrassed.
I didn't know he could get embarrassed.
He can get embarrassed.
Did Remy is still on the ship, or did he come ashore with us?
Remy is still on the ship.
Remy is. He's meeting Fembot and introducing himself to her.
also, dear everybody who was messaging me about the bear puns, you're welcome.
Right. All right. So that is everybody there.
Yeah, so we've got Captain and Lasai voted for Vilfreya for quartermistress.
Absolutely. I greatly thank you. Thank you so much, you guys. This means a lot to me.
You know the captain gets the smallest share of the treasure, right?
I'm fine with that.
I'm joking. Out of character.
Go yes, Fregul, the master of boats.
Yes.
With his fear of fish.
I do, before we get onto the ship, I do want to try and meet up with a person though about some things. But I'm going to go, I guess, introduce myself as the captain of them, get everything started with the boat. And
she's not
going
to tell you her sister's name.
Don't doubt that. And it will frustrate me until the end of days. And, I am really going to rely on Jokido about cooking my food.
Yep.
So yeah, Akira kind of goes up to everybody and goes, all right. So he goes up to the eight crew members. He goes up to Lady Dazar first. Goes, welcome, Smith Mistress Dazar. He holds out his hand and winces.
Crunch.
Yeah.
Good choice, boy. Good choice.
Oh, there was never any doubt in my mind. Goes up to Ivar. Ivar, I'd like to heals himself as he's walking over there. Oh, Ivar, I'd like to welcome you aboard as second mate. Wait, no, not Ivar. Sorry, CJ being dumb. Ivar, Marsh. Yeah. He goes up to Ivar because I have these in order. Ivar, he goes up to him and goes, I would like to extend you the offer of secondary weapon master after our friend Calibras.
Aye, sir.
I'll give him the nod.
Extends his hand.
Shake. Much less crushing grip. Still a good one, though.
I'm okay with this. Finds his way over to Laris. Laris, my good man. I would like to welcome you aboard as one of our mates. I would like to get you trained up on medical as quickly as possible, if you would be interested in that role.
He chuckles a little bit. Surgeon, huh?
Absolutely. Any man good with the blade and good with his mind is a good surgeon.
Knowing where to cut is half the battle.
Exactly. Extends his hand.
Extremely steady handshake.
Smiles. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
Walks over to Fiery.
Taps her. Oh, yes. Shoulder. Sorry. Pretty boat.
Yes, I know. How
She's sitting on one of the crates and kicking her feet.
How would I would like to extend you an offer to come aboard as a.
But as soon as you finish the sentence, come aboard, she pounces on you.
No, oh, gee, hi. I'm. You're welcome. No problem at all. You're going to be working under Velfreya as a quartermate.
Oh, keeping things organized. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Pats her on the back and helps her up.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Absolutely. I love your enthusiasm. It is absolutely one of the best things about you. I absolutely love the fact you are enthusiastic about coming on board with us. Walks over to Aya. Aya?
Yes, sir.
I would like to extend you an opportunity to come on board with us. We're going to be needing solid cabin folk around and mates to take care of everything around the ship for us, and I think you'd be perfect.
I'll do my best.
Absolutely. Also, with your background with medicine, I would like also to have you and Laris... we're going to find some medical books for you guys. I would like for you guys to read up on making sure that we don't die.
All right. Always up for learning something new.
Absolutely. Extends hand.
Shake. Her grip is very warm.
Walks over to Donna. Actually, walks over to Finbar first. Actually, no, just fuck it, in the order. Walks over to Danae. Not going to confuse myself. It's really late. walks over to Danae. Danae?
Sir?
I'd like to extend you an opportunity to come aboard with us as our helmsperson.
Delightful. I graciously accept.
Excellent. Extends his hand.
Very dainty handshake.
That joke's not dying, is it?
Never. joke will go down with the ship.
I have a feeling that they're just going to have fabulous offs. Like, while Jokiro is having shokugeki in the kitchen every day.
Sparkle off.
Hair flip contests.
Donna shakes him. Man, I can't get a read on that. Can't get a read on that person. Walks into Mora. Hi, Mora.
Hello, dear. Are we leaving soon?
Yes. Welcome aboard as our chef, if you are willing to accept it.
Delighted.
As am I. Extends his hand.
She shakes it. She has a firm but not aggressively firm grip. It's the grip that says, I'm not taking any of your shit, but...
Yeah. He looks at her and goes... I'm aware we may have some past, or your family and I may have some past. I sincerely hope we are willing to put that behind us and work together as a family on board the ship.
Oh, it's fine. I just liked watching you squirm.
Yeah, it's not fun. Thank you so much.
Spoiler, she doesn't actually have a sister.
Probably not. He may have probably flirted with her because she's a very pretty lady. And it's like, yeah, I finally get to get my payback on that asshole. Walks over to Finbar. Master Finbar.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to offer you opportunity to come aboard as our navigator.
Ah, splendid. One last voyage. Absolutely. Should be a great one.
Extends his hand.
As you might expect, he doesn't have the strongest grip on the planet.
Yeah.
But it is surprisingly firm for a man his age.
Perfect. Are you familiar with Danae?
He was just coming in.
Got it.
she? I never did. Danae was just beginning their apprenticeship when I left.
Danae will be also kind of studying under you as well, as your second mate for as our navigator as well. They're going to be our helms person, but also to make sure that you make sure that they are on top of their cartography game.
Leaving behind a legacy was always my intent.
Perfect. This is your absolute opportunity. Pats him on the shoulder, walks over to Bislin. Sir Bislin. I'd like to extend you an opportunity to come on board with us as our lookout and scout. Eyes of an eagle.
Sounds great.
Can't think of anybody better than you. He extends his hand.
He kind of like scrubs it on his tunic and stuffs it back in his pocket. Sorry, sir. No disrespect. Just touching.
No, I understand. People aren't for everybody.
That it's kind of wrenches his jaw a little bit back and forth, basically chewing over his words. The eyes are the best, but they're not the only thing.
Absolutely. Notes to self. And he kind of gets back up on his literal soapbox.
We kind of need to move that onto the ship, sir.
Yeah. Onward!
They just come up.
They accidentally shift it so it tips him off of it.
He does kind of get up on, he kind of gets up on an elevated thing. Thank you so much, everybody. The prince, thank you for coming aboard. I would absolutely love for you to come aboard and view the ship that is, by all rights, yours, that you are simply letting us use.
Belfria raises her eyebrow at that.
I know where my bread is buttered.
Well, that is a generous offer, but...
Also, I really want to see if you unlock the master's quarters. He obviously doesn't say that out loud.
I would not blame it for Tolvera, but you did put all the effort into finding it. Perhaps if you have no need for it after your adventure concludes.
It is definitely something that we can discuss at that point. I would like still for you to come aboard and take a look at the ship.
It would be a pleasure.
And he kind of goes, all right, everybody, let's begin. Let's go ahead and begin getting the boat loaded up. And let's get this ship on the road.
I'm going to talk to the dockmaster and the prince about getting some extra stuff. Lots and lots of writing materials, paper, whatnot, if they haven't already. And as many books as we can get our hands on. Medicine, science, star charts, textbooks for the kids.
Medical books. Lots and lots of medical
the
books.
The crown prince smiles. Don't worry, Lady Belfria. We have you covered.
Thank you.
The prince, Akira looks at the prince. He goes, Your Royal Highness, and he bows really deeply. I have a personal favor that I would like to ask you in private, if it is at all possible. I'm so sorry for asking this out loud.
I shall hear your request.
He pulls out the true metal and gets from his bag. He goes, I got these and I would like to put them into the royal coffers for exchange for something. I have a estate at Gibbs estate name where he keeps his orphanages. He goes, it's been in disrepair because I haven't been able to afford to take care of the kids that live there. I run an orphanage out of that home. And since he's not leaving out of private, Velfreya's right there.
Her head kind of like snaps over to him.
I run an orphanage out of that home, and I would really like, since I'm going to be gone, to have that estate taken care of and those kids put to something that is better suited to their talents.
The Crown Prince cracks a bit of a smile. I know. This is my city, after all.
Of course, my lord.
But your request has been heard.
One of the
guards will take the ingots from you.
He gladly gives them to them. Thank you so much, my prince.
Well, as I said, this is my city. I take care of all my citizens.
He smiles. Thank you.
I need to talk to the princess. I will approach him and hand him one ingot of true steel.
This is how we do our dealings with princes now.
Yeah, I mean, hey, true metal. It's what we got, okay? The woman murdered by... goddamn, what was his name?
Serdak.
The woman under Serdak's employ that was... killed. I want you to take care of her family if you could.
We will do what we can to ascertain their whereabouts, and we will certainly see to that.
That's all I ask. And now with that, he will walk away.
Cool guys don't look at print explosions. Anybody else have anything they need to take care of, Shoreside?
Anyone else want to pay the prince just doing this?
I do need to make a quick pit stop in the Toruun quarter. Because I got that sample of bug juice I need to hand over to the guild.
Alrighty.
So I will excuse myself. Even though I'm sure that there are plenty of members of the guild in this crowd staring at the boat like, what the fuck did you do?
Taking notes.
And yeah, Velfreya will head out quickly to her little guild house, hand over the sample, hand over the... just give a quick account of sort of the basics of what happened, description of the creatures, and also the location so that they can send a proper excavation out there to study it fully. And, yeah.
The guildmaster nods. I see. Well, I suppose we won't be seeing you for a while, but I think I speak for everyone when I say we greatly anticipate your return.
Oh, we'll have a lot more things to read when I get back, I'm sure. I'm already working on a translation of a document that was found.
How long were we gone, Josh?
A little over a day.
So it's been like less than 2 days since the incident?
Oh, it's been pushing towards the second half of a week.
Okay.
But the actually going to retrieve the boat did not take you too terribly long.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got teleported.
Yeah.
You got teleported, then we rode in a car, and then then we came back on a super fast ship.
Yeah. And yeah, I'll make sure that like the device I borrowed gets returned, maybe pick up a couple of toys for the kids on the way back.
While that's happening, I'm gonna go drop off my armor at Desra's.
Also Akita's gonna go to his orphanage, but hey, as you're there, I about literally just called you Tilly. Jesus fucking Christ, it's tired. thanks so much for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate it. If you want to support this stream and everything that we do on the Geek.io network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. If you want to chat with us, you can do so as well by going over to geek-io.net/discord. You get access to our Discord, which has all of us there. We will talk to you. We will have fun with you. We will, chat with you. Let us know that you're there. Let us know that you
came. More eloquently than we are now.
Yes, because it won't be 2:00 in the morning. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?